It's very dangerous indeed. And if they get effective anti-aircraft weapons and start shooting down Russian planes, then that will be really serious. And I don't know what Russia will do in that case. It'll probably increase its bombing campaign, but probably also increase the number of sort of mercenaries and so on who are going there already. And then you get dragged in, as you say, into a ground war like in Afghanistan, which doesn't have a natural end.
Syria 2015 and Afghanistan in the 1980s. Compare the two for us.
It's even more complex, I would have thought, than Afghanistan, and in a much more sensitive area. At least in Afghanistan, the Russians controlled the northern borders because they still had, in 1989 when they withdrew, control over the Central Asian states. But they don't have that advantage in Syria. You know, look at the borders. Turkey is a NATO member. Iraq is a mess, but it's still an American area of influence, and Jordan is very much under the American area of influence. Israel across the Golan Heights is Israel. And Lebanon, well, okay, it's an Iranian interest, but it's a very, very fragile construct there. And I think any blundering around in Syria could upset that balance in Lebanon quite quickly.
Russia seems to be dead set on getting involved and discounting the possibility of some kind of anti-aircraft action from the rebel groups, which could be costly, correct?
There are all sorts of reasons why the Russians wouldn't want to get more engaged, and I think any blundering around in Syria could upset that balance. If their fighters are shot down, then I think their public will demand that they should. And I think Putin would also be inclined to get more engaged, and who knows where that would end.
Richard Barrett, Senior Vice President at the Sufan Group. J.J. Green, WTOP News.